very, very serious. And I think our council staff are stuck in an absolutely impossible situation. And I've been mindful that many of our council staff have Mica in their own home. Many of our council staff's homes are crumbling, but they're in the possible situation of trying to administer a very flawed scheme to the letter of the law, a bad scheme. And they're dealing with homeowners who are heartbroken, frustrated. And at this point in time, the council are on the front line, the council staff are on the front line of dealing, trying to explain a bad scheme to devastated homeowners. And it's come to this very, very difficult position where I suppose the chief executive has made a very strong stance in that he has to protect his staff from the very, very bad situation that they've now found themselves in.
Possibly not helped by the fact that the council meeting has once again been adjourned, and there are a number of decisions and resolutions that should be coming from council that haven't yet been made because there have been difficulties at your own online meetings.
There has been, and it's something that I, as Gaelic, want to address. I understand how bad that seems to the public and to anybody looking in, but I've spoken to all the whips of the groupings. I've spoken to a number of individual members, and there is unity of purpose in this, that we do see that there's a problem come from one direction and that needs to be resolved. And as I said, the last meeting, there was motions on Mica we didn't even get to discuss, and sure, who we letting down when that happened? So it needs to be addressed, and that's absolutely something I want to do.
In terms of a decision by the chief executive in terms of the council's processing of this scheme, as John McLaughlin has pointed out in that document circulated to you and the other members, it isn't part of the council's normal job. The council was asked to do this by government. It agreed to do so to be helpful. The council has no statutory responsibility for this. The council can walk away and wash its hands of it if it wishes to. One gets the feeling that's the last thing the council wants to do, but the council may feel it has no choice.
Ultimately, that's the long and the short of it. The council have been asked to administer a scheme that's not within their remit. They haven't been given the proper resources to do that. They're understaffed and trying to do it. And again, I have to say that it's a bad scheme. It's a flawed scheme. It's advertised at 90%. We know it's not. We're nowhere near it. But ultimately, the council's job would be much easier. Our council staff's job would be much easier if there was a 100% scheme, an actual 100% scheme that was set up in such a way that it could be administered efficiently and help the devastated homeowners of Donegal. And I have to say that and reiterate that a lot of our council staff, their homes are crumbling too, and they're in this situation, and they're in between a rock and a hard place, trying to administer a bad scheme to people who are hurting just like they are.
When would you anticipate a decision on this, the chief executive actually saying we are or we aren't going to continue?
I've no say on that whatsoever. That'll be an executive function completely for the chief executive, so I don't know his thought process on that, but that's ultimately the decision he'll have to make. But I would imagine it'll be made fairly soon, because I know he's a fairly efficient man.